Ever walk into a store and like the vibe just hits you? It's not always what you see, you know, like there's music playing, maybe it smells amazing. It's like they're doing something more with their branding, right? So today we're diving deep into how these immersive experiences make brands stick with you.
Yeah, it's wild how much of that stuff goes on under the radar. We don't even realize how much those sensory things change how we feel about a brand, even like if we're going to buy something or not.
Totally. I mean, think about just walking into a Lush. It's an experience, but it's not just about bath bombs, right? We've got excerpts from this company, Texto Pegado, and they actually design these experiences for huge brands. They're like architects of feeling, basically.
And it's more important than ever now, right?
Yeah.
Because we're drowning in marketing everywhere we look. That old school stuff, like a jingle or a cool logo, it just gets lost.
Yeah. Seriously, my brain has like real life banner blindness at this point. So how do you actually cut through all that?
Well, Texto Pegado is all about multi-sensory stuff. And there's actually science behind it.
Yeah.
People remember those experiences better because they tap into emotions. And that creates stronger connections, which leads to, you guessed it, brand loyalty.
So it's not just me being weak around a Cinnabon, there's actual psychology going on.
Think about it. You see something, it sparks a thought. But smell, sound, touch, those go straight to your feelings. And feelings make us DO things.
Deep thoughts for Tuesday. I like it. Okay, so how's this multi-sensory magic work in practice?
Texto Pegado. They use a really deliberate approach. They focus on stuff like music, scents, visuals. But it's how those things work together. Like take music, for example.
Right.
It's not just there in the background. It sets the whole mood, the tempo of how you experience the brand.
So that's why fancy stores always play classical music to make me feel spendy, right?
Bingo.
Yeah.
There are actually studies on this, like playing classical music in a wine store. People buy more expensive bottles. They connect it with luxury, even if they don't realize it.
Man, Bach is playing me, and I had no idea. Okay, but what about scent? That seems even sneakier.
Oh, scent is insanely powerful. It goes right to the hippocampus. That's the memory and emotion part of your brain. Certain smells can instantly take you back to a specific time, a feeling.
Okay, hold on. I gotta know, what would my personal brand smell like? Is that a thing? Can I get that printed on a business card? No, but really, this is fascinating.
It is. Think about like fresh baked bread. You don't just think bread, right? It's a feeling, maybe a
Ugh.
childhood memory, comfort.
You're making me hungry, but I see what you mean. So Texto Pegado is all about how scent makes a brand stick with you, even after you've left, right? But isn't there a risk of like sensory overload?
Totally. It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
So while scent and music are super important, visuals still matter. Texto Pegado emphasizes that it all has to work together. The visuals need to reinforce that sensory experience, not fight against it.
A sensory symphony. I like it. Everything's got to be in tune. Speaking of, tell me more about this music branding thing.
It really is all about like building this soundscape, and it has to fit with the brand's whole vibe, right?
Yeah, like a soundtrack for your business. Okay, but how does this actually get USDD? Like Texto Pegado. They don't just work with anyone, right? They're really into creating these experiences for Latin American companies that want to, you know, go global. So how does that whole cultural thing play into their sensory
Oh,
choices?
that's where it gets even cooler. They really tap into what makes Latin America unique.
Right, because it's not just one thing, right?
Exactly. You've got these vibrant colors, the music, the food. All that sensory stuff is already so strong there.
It's true, you can practically smell it just thinking about it.
And those things evoke, like, deep emotions and memories.
Yeah.
Texto Pegado uses that, you know,
Yeah.
to make the experience feel authentic, but also like something anyone in the world can connect with.
So it's not like, let's just throw some salsa music on it and call it a day.
No way. It's way deeper than that. It's about getting those subtle cultural things, the feeling, and translating that into something anyone can understand, even through their senses.
That's amazing. It's like a sensory passport or something. Okay, but let's talk about the other side of this. Like, is there a point where it becomes too much or even manipulative?
You mean like, are we being brainwashed by jingles?
Kinda, yeah. We've been talking about the good stuff, but these are powerful tools, right? They could be used in a bad way.
Totally. There's a line there between making something persuasive and being straight up manipulative. It's something Texto Pegado is super careful about.
So how do they avoid that? Like, what's the difference between a good sensory experience and one that's trying to, I don't know, trick you?
Part of it is intent. Are you doing this to genuinely make the experience better for the customer? Or are you just trying to get them to buy stuff they don't need?
Right, because nobody needs that much scented candle, let's be real.
Exactly. Being upfront about what you're doing and why is huge. If people know what's up, they can make their own choices.
So it's like, here's the sensory castle, come on in, but you can leave whenever you want, not welcome to the dungeon of subliminal messaging.
Yes. It should be about empowerment, not taking advantage.
I love that. Okay, so as we're like getting deeper into this whole sensory world, what should people watch out for? How do we know if a brand is trying to pull a fast one on us with this stuff?
Honestly, trust your gut. If something feels too good to be true, it probably is. Like, be wary of brands that are always pushing that urgency, that scarcity thing.
Like those limited time offers that are always around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And pay attention to how certain smells or sounds make you feel.
Mm-hmm.
Is it genuinely positive? Or does it make you anxious, pressured?
So be a smart cookie. Know what's up and make choices that are right for you.
100%. And if a brand is being shady with this stuff, take your business elsewhere. Vote with your wallet.
Right on. Okay, but let's flip that around because I bet there are some amazing ways these immersive things can be used for good, not just selling stuff.
Oh, absolutely. Tons of brands are using this stuff to make a positive impact. Like, have you heard of that Rain Room exhibit?
I think so. Wasn't it like simulating rain, but you didn't get wet?
Yeah. It was this incredible use of technology, and it got people thinking about water conservation in a whole new way.
See, that's what I'm talking about. It's more than just a marketing trick. It can actually make people think about important stuff.
For sure. And museums are getting in on it, too, using tech to bring history to life. Oh, and don't even get me started on the therapeutic applications, like virtual reality to help with anxiety, PTSD, even chronic pain.
It's like next level stuff. So it's about connecting with people on a deeper level, making them feel something, right?
Exactly. When it's done right, this stuff has the potential to make the world a better, more beautiful, more meaningful place.
Okay, so we've covered a lot here, like the science-y stuff, the ethics, but how do we actually use this, like in our own lives? I'm not exactly running a Fortune 500 company over here.
Oh, you'd be surprised how much this applies even on a small scale. It's all about being intentional with the sensory cues you're putting out there, even in your own space.
Okay, but like, what does that even look like? Give me the step-by-step. Say I want to like revamp my home office, make it a sensory haven for getting work done. Where do I start?
All right, well, let's break it down by sense, right? So sound, are you just throwing on whatever's playing? Or could you pick something that actually matches how you work best?
Okay, yeah, because death metal might not be great for spreadsheets, as much as I love it.
Exactly. Classical for focus, maybe some ambient stuff for when you need to be creative.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, what about smell? I was thinking more like a diffuser that just screams, I bake cookies, but...
Hey, if that's your brand, go for it. But yeah, subtle stuff works too. Citrus can wake you up. Lavender's calming. Even just having that scent there changes the vibe.
Okay, that's actually making me relax just thinking about it. What about visuals though? I'm already glued to a screen all day.
It's not about adding more screens. It's about what's around them.
Hmm.
Plants, natural light, even just your wall color. All that stuff impacts how tired your brain gets.
So I need to like channel my inner interior designer, but for my senses.
Nailed it. And this goes for digital stuff too, by the way. Your website, social media. It's all sensory experience, even if people can't smell it. Yeah.
Oh man, imagine if they could. This website smells like desperation and broken dreams. Okay, but seriously, digital do's and don'ts.
Think about how it feels to use. Is it easy to get around? Are the colors nice to look at? Even your font gives off a vibe.
It's all connected, right?
Totally. And don't forget storytelling. Even a social media post can use sensory words to pull people in.
So instead of new product alert, it's what? Like imagine the scent of fresh baked. Okay, I'm getting it.
You got it. Bring in those senses, even digitally, because whether it's a store, a website, or your own little corner of the world, it's about creating an experience.
So for everyone listening, what's the like TLDR on all this? Where do we even go from here?
Start paying attention. Just notice the sensory stuff around you. How does it make you feel? What's it doing? Once you see it, you can't unsee it.
It's like we've unlocked a secret level of understanding the world. Maybe we'll all be composing sensory symphonies before you know it.
Now that would be something else.
Right. Well, on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive. Big thanks to our expert for being an expert on all the sensory stuff.
Anytime, it was fun.
And to everyone listening, thanks for coming along for the ride. Keep those senses sharp and remember the best experiences are the ones that engage all of you. Until next time.